common questions that were asked this time of the year is, are you ready for Christmas? But oftentimes after that, we hear the response, I don't have the Christmas spirit yet. And for those people who are looking for Christmas spirit in the things of this world, like parties and presents and decorations and some of those secular Christian hymns, they will never find the spirit of Christmas. For it is looking at the first Christmas that we find the key to the true spirit of Christmas. When we think of Mary and the fact that she just found out that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit, she had some issues to confront. She had to tell her parents, and then she had to tell Joseph. And so she had some contemplation and prayer to go to figure out what was going on. And fortunately, with her trust and her obedience, she accepted the fact that she was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and was to bear the Son of God. And then there's Joseph. You can imagine how much he went through when he found out that the lady that he was betrothed to was expecting a child and it was not his. And he too had to confront a lot of issues. And probably one of the main things that he thought of, as we hear in the gospel, that he was righteous, so he couldn't just divorce Mary, which was required by law to divorce in public. And then worse of all, he would have had to stone her to death. And that's something he just couldn't do. And God provided him with the grace to understand what was going on in his life. And then he received that miraculous message in a dream that Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And again, we see the Holy Spirit at work. And the fulfillment of the work of the Holy Spirit came when Jesus was born. There are three characteristics for the true spirit of Christmas that we probably all can agree on. The first one would be detaching ourselves to things of this world. And it's not in the riches of this world that we find happiness. And we know that Mary and Joseph had relatively nothing. And when we see the Christmas card with Mary on the donkey, it's often thought of by scholars that Joseph didn't even have enough money to own a donkey. But we see that nice picture and Mary riding on the donkey, but I don't think it's too comfortable being 8.5 months pregnant to ride on a donkey from here to the other side of Kalamazoo. And so you knew what they were going through, and they trusted in God. Not only did they probably not have a donkey and have to work, but there was no pack animal. And certainly in that time of history, there were no bridal showers or baby showers to provide the needs of a newly married couple or a couple having a child. So they trusted in God's providence completely. And then when they got to Bethlehem, we find that there's no room for the inn, but they probably couldn't afford the inn anyway. And so they ended up in a stable. And again, the Holy Spirit and the fulfillment of God's promise came true on that Christmas day. The second true spirit of Christmas is one of humility. We know that God came to earth to be one of us in all things but sin. And St. Paul tells us that Jesus emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of man. But humility is even more than that, because we know that Jesus not only was born on earth to be one of us, but he went to die for us as well. The third spirit of Christmas is generosity. And God so loves us that he wants us to spend eternity with him. It's the kind of love that we can't even imagine, and we won't imagine until we get to heaven. Even though the Son of Man would be rejected and abandoned and abused and eventually put to death, the Father sent him anyway to do the work of salvation. Yes, it's nice to have the gift of generosity, to help donate to the poor, to help feed, clothe, and shelter those people in need. But the greatest gift of all is the gift of one's life that Jesus gave for us. And so when we walk in the shoes of Mary and Joseph during this Christmas season, we get a greater idea of what it is to have the true spirit of Christmas. So in spite of all the worldly things, and there's nearly nothing wrong with them, as long as we keep Jesus first and foremost in our mind. And if our hearts are detached from the things of this world, we have a heart of generosity and humility, then we will truly find and see the true spirit of Christmas.